Children, you just listened to the poem, My Friend. Now, let's know the meanings of some keywords.
Glossary. Kneel.
Go down on knees.
Pray.
Say things to God.
Afraid.
Fearful.
Please.
Make happy. Children, now answer these questions.
What does God hear?
When does the poet pray to God?
Who is the friend of the poet?
Why is the poet not afraid of anything? Children, now listen to the story. Think before you speak.
It was a sunny day. Everyone at the railway station was waiting for the arrival of a train. Among the crowd, there was a group of friends, youngsters, who were going to a distant place to spend their vacation. An announcement was made regarding the arrival of the train. The group of friends made a loud noise to express their joy as the train entered the station. They ran to get their seats before anyone could get into the train.
An old man with a young boy aged around 15 years came running to catch the train. They entered the train and the train started to move. They had their seats just near the youngsters.
The young boy who came with the old man was so surprised to see everything. He said to his father, "Dad, the train is moving and the things are moving backward."
His father smiled and nodded his head. As the train started moving fast, the young boy again screamed, "Dad, the green trees run backward very fast." His father said, "Yes, dear," and smiled. Just like a kid, he was watching everything with great interest and happiness filled with surprise. The group was watching all the activities of this boy and asked the boy's father, "Is your son having any problem? Why is he behaving very differently?"
A friend from the group made fun of him, saying, "His son is mad, I think." The father of the young boy, with patience, replied to the group, "My son was born blind. Only a few days ago, he was operated on and he got the vision. He can see various things in his life for the first time." The young friends became very quiet and apologized to him and his son.
We should not pass comments on the weaknesses of others. Thank you, children. Children, now let's know the meanings of some keywords.
Glossary. Arrive.
Reach.
Crowd.
A large number of people.
Youngsters.
Young people.
Spend.
Pastime.
Vacation.
A holiday period.
Announcement.
Public statement.
Express.
Speak out.
Get into.
Enter.
Backward.
Go behind.
Nod.
Move one's head showing agreement.
Screamed.
Made a loud sound.
Activities.
Things done by a person or a group.
Behaving.
Acting in a certain way.
Make fun of.
Tease. Laugh at.
Patience.
Calmness.
Vision.
Ability to see. Children, now answer these questions.
How did the group of friends express their joy?
How did the young boy feel when he saw everything?
What did the group of boys think of the young boy?
What was the surprising truth about the boy?
Did the young friends realize their mistake? How can you say?
Children, now listen to the story, a good lesson. Anand and Vikram were small boys. They were the students of class 3. They went to school together. One day, they found an old rope on the road when they were going to school. Each one of them wanted to have it for himself. They began to quarrel for the rope.
Anand held the rope at one end and Vikram at the other end. Both were trying to pull it away from each other. All of a sudden, the rope broke and the two boys fell backwards into the mud.
An old man noticed it and laughed. He said, "That's what always happens to people who quarrel. They make a lot of noise over some useless things and in the end, what do they gain? Nothing. Except that they are covered with shame just as you two are covered with mud." Children, let's know the meaning of the keyword.
Glossary. Notice.
Saw. Children, now answer these questions.
Which class were Anand and Vikram in?
What was the reason for the quarrel between Anand and Vikram?
Why did the rope break?
What happened to the two boys at the end of the story?
What is the moral of the story?
Choose the best answer from the following. A. Don't be angry with your friends. B. Don't quarrel for useless things. C. Don't go to school along with your friend.
Thank you, children. Listening input. True friendship.
Ramesh and Suresh were two friends. One day, they were passing through a thick forest.
Suresh said, "Friend, I'm afraid there are wild beasts in this forest."
"What will we do if a wild beast attacks us?"
"Don't be afraid, Suresh," said Ramesh. "I shall stand by your side if any danger comes. We shall fight together and save ourselves." Thus, talking, they went on their journey. But suddenly, they saw a bear coming towards them. Ramesh at once got up the nearest tree. He did not think what his friend would do. Suresh did not know how to climb a tree. He had no way of escape. He was helpless. But soon he took a plan. He fell flat on the ground like a dead man. The bear came up to Suresh. It smelt his nose, ears, and eyes. It took him to be dead and went away. Then Ramesh came down from the tree. He said to Suresh, "What did the bear whisper in your ear?" Suresh said, "The bear told me not to trust a friend who leaves his friend in danger."
An insincere friend is more to be feared than a wild beast. Thank you, children.